This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks for carving out this half hour, making it part of your day on Inside Douglas County. Most of what we're doing right now covers different aspects of the COVID-19 situation and all the things it's impacting. And Cherie Barnstable, Clinical Director for Compass Behavioral Health and a licensed clinical social worker, joins us this afternoon. Cherie, thanks for being on.
Hi, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
We're hearing a lot about the physical health issues related to COVID-19's impact and the economic toll that it's dished out. But increasingly, we're also hearing about the effect that this is having on people's mental health. And before we explore that, tell folks a little bit about your background, how long you've been at Compass, that kind of thing.
Oh, thanks, Kyle. So I am a licensed clinical social worker. I received my master's degree in 2006, where I specialized in gerontology and end-of-life care, and I relocated back to Roseburg in 2012, where I started working in the mental health field. And I've been the clinical director for Compass for the last 2 years, where I oversee all of our mental health services as the community mental health program for Douglas County.
So what led you into this kind of career field?
Moving back to Roseburg, I am originally from the Roseburg area. I lived in Southern California for several years. Moving back to Roseburg, really, as I was looking at positions, was really able to see a lot of just kind of historical trauma that has been going on in our area for many, many years. And I just kind of led into this field. I did some mental health internship while I was in school. And as I started here, I just kind of worked for some different programs and really was able to make that connection and have a strong desire and passion to really see services expanded across our county to help with mental health issues.
Now, as people react to this situation, what about the mental health side of this? What are you hearing about its impact on people around our county?
Well, when we definitely live in times of uncertainty and when there can be any time that there's fear related to what might be going on and not knowing how long that's going to last, we're definitely going to be seeing an increase of symptoms for individuals that already are impacted by mental health, as well as those that maybe haven't had any issues in the past. But with everything that's going on, that uncertainty is, creating just that loss and not knowing what to do. I recently had a Time article forwarded to me that really had some staggering numbers indicated in it that they compared the rates last month to this time 2 years ago. And in that article, which is still under peer review, it really reported that there's been a 700% increase in distress related to mental health concerns just during this COVID-19 period, and that over the last month, approximately 70% of Americans have had some type of a significant mental health distressing event. I know within our agency and talking to our counselors on both our adult side and our youth and family side, they're seeing, these same things. They're seeing an increase in symptoms of clients that have been stable long-term. They're seeing an emergence of new symptoms, depression, anxiety, escalating fear and panic. They've even been seeing an increase in relapses of clients that have had long-term sobriety.
And I think a lot of people can, you know, you take a bad situation, and it's hard to compare anything to what we're dealing with right now, but you take a normal, if you will, bad situation. People are used to getting through those, and for some people, those are still tough, but a lot of people go, okay, for a couple weeks or a couple months or whatever, I'm going to be dealing with this, and then things will get better. And a lot of people, in even just recent days and things I'm seeing around our area and elsewhere around the region, are saying it's hard to be hopeful when they're really not sure what the timeline is on this entire situation.
Right. And, you know, I've definitely been seeing that, you know, reading, you know, up on things. I really would like to encourage, you know, individuals that although they don't see or feel that there's an end to this at this point in time, that there will be an end. And it's important when you're talking about hope and wanting to, you know, continue to instill hope, that we kind of look around us and we see, you know, what have we done in the past that's helped us to get through those rough times, you know, or those things that we can do now. What types of systems do we have in place that are really going to be able to help me or help my family member? Really important to be grateful for the things that we do have and the opportunities that have been given to us, you know, maybe slowing down, you know, a little bit from paces that have been really hectic in prior months and years, you know, being able to spend a little bit more time, you know, with our families, you know, being able to, you know, really kind of connect with that neighbor that maybe, you know, they're elderly and we didn't really know them. But, you know, as we're on our way to the grocery store when, you know, we run out of things, just checking in on them and seeing, you know, do you need anything? I'm going. You know, it's those little things that really we can hold on to, and just realizing that one day this will end.
More people are at home. People are working from home, having to do education of their students, of their kids, from home and work with the teachers. But in many homes, this isn't always working out so well, especially for people that already had strained relationships, strained family issues. Also, people that have small homes, close quarters. For people that are kind of in that boat, what should they be doing?
Well, you know, in those situations, it's really, really important to, you know, kind of create routines, you know, keep the same, you know, the same schedule going, give allowances to people. Everyone's really trying their best. Everyone experiences crisis, difficult situations in different manners. And just checking in with our spouses, with our kids, seeing, you know, what do you need now? How are you feeling? What can I do for you today to help you through this? And having that open communication, letting them know what we need for that day to be able to make it through the situation. And just allowing that other individual the space and setting those boundaries. And I can't stress enough having a routine, not always being focused on the work that needs to get done, the schoolwork that needs to get done, but kind of setting in there a routine of some family time, some relaxation time, to step back a little bit and do a family activity or do a healthy activity to be able to counteract and balance out what's going on.
And someone suggested to me as well the idea, especially if you've got a modest-sized home and there are multiple people trying to do multiple things throughout the day, if the weather's cooperative and somebody can go work outside in the on the back porch or the deck or whatever, even doing a little bit of that to give folks a little bit more space.
Exactly, and especially, you know, today's a little different, you know, but the last few days have been really, really beautiful in regards to the weather. But if you're able to, you know, even, you know, it's not that cold outside, if someone could, you know, work in a different location besides being crammed all right next to each other, that's an absolutely great solution.
Got to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Sheree Barnstable, Clinical Director for Compass Behavioral Health. She's a licensed clinical social worker. We're back in 1 minute. And, of course, this interview will be a podcast available after 1. You can share it around from 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. On tomorrow's program, we're going to talk about the value of nurses. Nurses Week going on, wrapping up, and we've got a couple of the lead folks from Mercy Medical and the nursing side of things. We'll talk about what nurses are dealing with and what they're facing right now during this time of COVID-19. Sheree Barnstable, Clinical Director for Compass Behavioral Health and a licensed clinical social worker, on with us this afternoon. Periodically, we're taking time to look at the mental health aspect of the situation that we're in right now. You touched on this earlier. Sales of alcohol, every kind, on the rise. Are you concerned about the potential impact for both new addictions and also relapses of those who have been and should remain in recovery?
Yes, it's always a concern, especially when, you know, in stressful situations, past, you know, behaviors have led to, you know, the maladaptive behaviors, alcohol, drug use, gambling, addiction, shopping. It's really important for those that have, you know, recovered from these to stay connected and to continue to work their programs. You know, looking back on, you know, again, what has worked in the past? What, you know, what did I use to be able to get clean or sober? I can use those skills now, continuing to keep in mind that, again, this is just a short blip of time in the overall scheme of things. In addition, there are many wonderful resources online to provide support to, you know, both individuals suffering from an addiction, individuals with mental health. There are resources in the community to help as well. So just remembering that those resources are still there to help.
And I'm sure that for some folks who normally are meeting in groups, maybe once a week, maybe every day, some of those meetings are likely still taking place virtually. There are a few that maybe are able to take place using social distancing, et cetera. But how important is it to stay connected in with the folks that they're involved in this journey with?
You know, it's vitally important. An individual's support system when they're recovering from alcohol, drugs, recovering from mental health, that social support system is vital. And whether that in person, by phone, text, you know, email, it's very, very important to continue that connection and that support.
So what are some practical things people can do to deal with the mental health aspects of the situation? What are some other things that you would suggest?
You know, what I would really suggest, and this is really kind of out there anywhere that you're looking for support online, is overall our health has a significant impact on our well-being, not just physical, but mental health. And when we look at things that are in our environment during these uncertain times, and especially things that we don't have control over, you know, our health is one of those areas. And there's several things that we can do to create a more healthy lifestyle that's going to have a lasting impact beyond this current pandemic that's going on. You know, the first is exercise. I mean, exercise is huge. And it's all about being active for, you know, at least 20 or 30 minutes a day. And it really doesn't matter if that activity is going out, tending your garden, taking a walk, or running. It's just all about that routine and getting that activity in. There's been multitudes of scientific studies that really note the beneficial impact of exercise, not just on physical well-being, on reducing symptoms of chronic illnesses, but also on reducing symptoms of mental health disorders such as depression and anxiety. Eating healthy, you know, that's huge as well. And during this time, this is actually a perfect time to really, you know, maybe go online and look up those healthy recipes that we haven't had a chance to really try out because our schedules have been so busy. And this is one of those areas that can also be a family activity, learning to cook a healthy meal and really kind of hoping that that will have a lasting impact beyond this, that people will start eating more healthy, start exercising more. Another really good thing is really having and engaging in activities that create peace or that calm the senses, whether that's meditation, yoga, you know, creating a quiet space, being creative with the arts, painting, journaling, music. These all help to bring about a healthy balance in our lives. And really can't say enough about staying connected to our support systems, whether this is through a phone call, virtual calls, text messages, just checking in on our more vulnerable family and friends and neighbors, providing assistance when needed, and actually reaching out and asking for assistance when we feel that we need.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things in watching a lot of this in terms of covering it in the news arena, I happen to have friends who live literally all over the world and in various countries. And realizing that some of them, while people around here feel like they have cabin fever, boy, some of my friends in other countries really have cabin fever. In one case, literally not being able to leave their apartment building at all for 7 weeks. And now they're just beginning to be able to do that just due to the culture and the restrictions where they are. And while you want to be graceful about how you deal with your own situation, realizing that a lot of people have harder times than maybe we do in Douglas County right now.
Right. And, you know, we've been very fortunate that we haven't been as significantly impacted here in Douglas County and in the Roseburg area. And, you know, that's one of the benefit of living in a rural community such as ours, which is an absolutely beautiful community. And, you know, being able to, we have that ability to be able to get out and do activities while maintaining a social distance. And that's vitally important.
Got about a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Sheree Barnstable, The clinical director for Compass Behavioral Health. For those people who might think they're at a point where they need more than what they've heard here, where they actually need help with a professional, what kind of resources are available?
We have so many resources in our community. Here under the ADAPT umbrella, we continue to operate our SUD services under ADAPT. our primary care services under South River, and of course, our mental health services under Compass. And we remain open. We are providing services both via telehealth, telephone. We do continue to have some in-person services for those individuals that don't have access to technology out there. On the Compass side, we offer open access, Monday through Friday from 9 to 3. It's walk-in to access care. We have 24-hour crisis coverage. Should someone just need to reach out and talk to someone, you know, maybe they're not sure about what's going on or do I need help? You know, I really want to say the first rule of thumb is if you're questioning if you need to reach out for help, by all means, reach out.
All right, Sheree Barnstable from Compass Behavioral Health, the clinical director, licensed clinical social worker. Hey, thanks for being on with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.